Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of the power of prayer. A.C. Dixon once wrote these provocative words: "When we rely upon organization, we get what organization can do. When we rely upon education, we get what education can do. When we rely upon eloquence, we get what eloquence can do. But when we rely upon prayer, we get what God can do." God wants us to be a people of prayer, people that believe His word, believe His commandment to pray, and believe that when we ask, God hears, and the answer is on the way. One injunction about prayer we find in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and it says this: "Pray without ceasing." That commandment may seem impossible to obey in the midst of a culture where the demands of daily life have increased enormously. People's time seems to be eaten up with activities from the earliest time in the morning until late at night. And yet God has called us to be a people who pray without ceasing. But how is this even possible? A man who is known as Uncle John Vassar, famous for his work with the Tract Society, was a man of continuous prayer. His own pastor said about him, "He absolutely prayed day and night and prayed about everything, prayed for almost everything, prayed with almost everybody he met. He prayed when he went out and when he came in. He prayed before every religious service and then prayed all the way through it. I have occupied the same room with him night after night and rarely went to sleep without hearing him in prayer or awoke without finding him in prayer." This is a tribute to a man who knew how to pray without ceasing. And yet, someone may argue that they are not in the full-time ministry and cannot be a person of prayer as I just described. I bring to your attention one of my favorite heroes of the faith, a man by the name of George Mueller. Mueller was a German man who was famed for his work in England, where he began a faith ministry orphanage for children. He also pastored a church and published millions of tracts, books, and Bibles over his lifetime. He said these words, and it describes a person who has more to do in their life on a daily basis than just pray. He said, "For more than half a century, I have never known one day when I had not more business than I could get through. For 40 years, I have annually had about 30,000 letters to answer, and most of these have passed through my own hands. I have 9 assistants always at work, corresponding in German, French, English, Danish, Italian, Russian, and other languages. Then, as a pastor of a church with 1,200 believers, great has been my care. I have had charge of 5 orphanages, also at my publishing depot, the printing and circulation of millions of tracts, books, and Bibles. But I have always made it a rule never to begin work till I have had a good season with God." When asked specifically how much time he spent in prayer, George Mueller's reply was, "Hours every day, but I live in the spirit of prayer. I pray as I walk, and when I lie down, and when I arise, and the answers are always coming." I love this example from the life of someone who had much business to attend to beside praying, and yet made it his life's goal to continually be in the spirit of prayer. And this is the call that every believer has today. We all have vast numbers of responsibilities that perhaps press upon us and intrude upon our time and would, if they could, push out any possibility of spending time in prayer with God. And yet God has called us to be a people that pray without ceasing. Like George Mueller, God wants us to pray when we get up, pray when we lie down, pray when we're on the way, pray when we're in the middle of a situation, pray without ceasing. One man who was very well known for this practice of praying without ceasing was a man called Brother Lawrence. This man was a monk in a French monastery back in the 17th century. He wrote a book that was known and is still being reprinted today called Practicing the Presence of God. This man was a very devout lover of Christ, and he chose to take the lowest position in the monastery, and that was to be the cook and the one who would wash the dishes and the pots and the pans of the monastery for the other brothers. As this humble monk washed dishes and served food to his brothers, he communed with God, and the glow of God's presence gave his menial duties richness and significance. Brother Lawrence said this, "The time of business does not differ with me from the time of prayer, and in the noise and in the clutter of my kitchen, while several persons are at the same time calling for different things, I possess God in as great tranquility as if I were on my knees." God wants us to be a people who can pray anywhere, anytime, with the same sense of the presence of God, with the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, and with wisdom and reverence as we pray. One writer made the suggestion that as we go through our day, we allow the Holy Spirit to prompt us by recognizing and remembering people to pray for simply by being perhaps moved by something that would be familiar. For example, this writer mentioned a time when he got on an airplane and the stewardess reminded him of a lady that he knew who had recently been widowed. He began to pray for that woman and for her two children. Another instance, he was driving down the street, saw a billboard. It reminded him of a situation that he knew a friend was dealing with, and he would begin to intercede for that person. Many times we go through our day and have random, what we would consider random thoughts go through our minds and just think, wonder where that thought came from. And yet it could very well be the Holy Spirit trying to prompt you to pray at that moment. When a thought about your pastor goes through your mind, begin to pray for him and for his family, for his health, for his protection. When you are at work and you notice a coworker struggling, pray silently for that person. Intercede for their salvation. Call on God to touch their heart. Ask how you could be used in their life. Let every single encounter that you have in life be a trigger to prompt you to pray. Another writer suggested that when we're in our time of prayer, perhaps in your prayer closet, the place you've gone away to pray and be with God, and you find your mind wandering, don't be condemned or feel guilty about it. Use that thought that came in causing your mind to wander to be a point of prayer. Begin to pray about that situation. You may be in the middle of praying perhaps for your church or family, and a thought comes in about someone on the mission field. Go ahead, turn, and begin to pray in that direction, because it could very well be the Holy Spirit prompting you. But even if it was the devil himself trying to get your attention to another subject, then answer it with prayer. God wants you to be a person who can pray without ceasing. Walking through our day praying without ceasing will cause demons to flee, victory to come, territory to be taken, and a definite increase in your own spiritual life. One of my favorite stories we find in the book of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah was indeed going about his day serving the king of Babylon as his cupbearer. He had spent the last several months praying for the city of Jerusalem because he had heard that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down, and he was very grieved about it, for that was his homeland. And he had prayed and fasted and wept and mourned for many days about his city. But while he was in his daily work, he came before the king, and the king noticed that he was downcast and asked him about it. He said, "Why, therefore, is your face sad since you are not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart." Nehemiah then said, "Then I became dreadfully afraid and said to the king, 'May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire?' Then the king said to me, 'What do you request?' So I prayed to the God of heaven." I point this passage out for this one very simple reason. In the middle of his workday, Nehemiah was faced with a situation that he needed immediate prayer. He didn't have time to run to his prayer closet and intercede and ask God to give him favor with the king. How much time do you think he prayed? It was probably just a second or two. God answers flare prayers. He most assuredly answered Nehemiah's prayer. And think about it. He was praying without ceasing through his workday. Wherever you are right now, you can throw up a flare prayer when you need it. You need wisdom for the moment. God honors that. It's that praying without ceasing. It's that going through your day, being a person of prayer, sensitive to the Holy Spirit, always wanting to commune with God, not waiting till you get home at night and then I'll pray about this matter. It's walking through your day, communing with God, praying without ceasing. It's God's call on your life.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.